USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rules governing the possible impeachment of President Donald Trump have been approved by the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee. Georgia Republican Doug Collins says Democrats are walking down the yellow brick road towards the Emerald City of impeachment.
We simply took rules that were already existed in committee. There's nothing new here. And we just simply packaged it together so that people would believe it's an impeachment something.
U.S. Attorney Jesse Liu has recommended moving forward with charges against Andrew McCabe as the Justice Department rejects a last-ditch appeal from the former top FBI official. McCabe appealed the decision of the U.S. Attorney for Washington all the way up to the Deputy Attorney General, but the department rejected that request. The potential charges relate to the DOJ Inspector General findings against McCabe regarding lying during the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The stage is set for the Democratic debate in Houston on Thursday night. With a preview, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
10 Democratic White House hopefuls will be debating tonight in Houston. Former VP Joe Biden taking center stage, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren on either side. And then there will be the 7 other hopefuls. Robbie Mook was campaign manager for Hillary Clinton back in 2016.
I think everybody has something to steal from each other. Bernie needs to steal people from Warren and Biden to go on offense and grow. Biden needs to steal from both of them.
He was speaking on CBS This Morning.
The CEO of GameStop is defending the company's decision to close up to 200 of its retail stores by the end of the fiscal year. George Sherman tells CNN Business that the gaming industry remains strong, but his company needs to adapt for the future. Streaming games over the Internet is becoming more and more popular, while physical sales of games is on the decline. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some names are starting to float around, and they're all possible replacements for former National Security Advisor John Bolton. President Trump announced Wednesday that the reason he fired Bolton was because he constantly was butting heads with other leaders at the White House. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway with an update.
There are many people of diverse backgrounds, all solid candidates. I know firsthand the president is considering for that position.
Anyone that you can name?
No, I won't do that. I've seen names being floated in the press. I think some of those are legitimate and being seriously considered by our commander-in-chief and our president.
Nicholas Haros Jr. singled out Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and members of the squad on Wednesday during the annual ceremony at Ground Zero to honor the victims of the 9/11 terrorist attack. In his speech, he had a message for Representative Omar, who said some people did something when referring to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. He joins Fox News and explains why he said what he said.
Like all victims, family members of victims, we all hurt. And as we know, to some extent, 9/11, we say never forget, but it's dwindling down a bit.
Not for you.
I don't remember where I was when I first heard that quote, some people did something, but it tore my heart apart, and it tore my mom's heart apart with the thought that such a great loss to individuals could be so insensitively expressed, and that hurt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.